Earlier this year, the Department of Transportation and Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration implemented ELDs, or electronic logging devices, to regulate the amount of time truckers are driving and resting. Truckers can drive 11 hours, then have to rest for 10. Truckers in the agriculture industry recognize the need for safety, but worry that taking longer to transport produce, animals, live fish, and bees could be a problem.
You can get a large amount of spoilage really quickly, or livestock loss. You can't get them to their destination.
That's Wade Garrett, the director of public policy for the Utah Farm Bureau.
So those are some of the differences that really face agriculture. It isn't like a load of, say, lumber or a load of steel or even groceries in a refrigerated truck that have been packaged.
Garrett says truckers and producers are pushing to be completely exempt from ELDs, but for right now, a few smaller exemptions are being proposed. One is a 150 air mile exemption that applies to all agriculture products. Rulon Fowers from Hooper, Utah, owns and operates his own semi-truck.
So for example, if I put a load of hay on my truck and leave out of my yard and go to Modesto, California, without that exemption, I can't make that in one day. But with that exemption, I can get 150 air miles from my farm, which puts me almost to Wells, Nevada, and then I start my log. Up till that time, I'm off duty. I don't have to do anything. I start my log at 150 air miles, which basically is 172 land miles, and then I start my log, and so I can get clear to Modesto, California in one day, which really helps.
Fowers worries that having a one-size-fits-all driving schedule could cause more safety problems. If a trucker does get tired during the 11-hour driving window, they can't stop and rest for even 30 minutes because the clock is still running. Legislation for the ELDs will be voted on as part of the Farm Bill in a few weeks. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.